Case 5, Coca-Cola versus ATS Enterprises.
Good morning. May it please the Court. My name is Kevin Barr. I represent Coca-Cola Enterprises and Ace American Insurance Company in this matter. The material facts in this case are not in dispute. Parties agree that Illinois law governs. We are here today because the District Court erred in deciding that the towing statute only applies to tow trucks and by deciding that the Omnibus Clause resolved all issues between the ACE and Universal insurance policies. The key to this case is the towing statute. It's part of the Illinois Vehicle Code 12606. S&S is an automobile towing service and repair company. It's undisputed that S&S is subject to the towing statute by virtue of the nature of its operations. The towing statute requires a host of different things. But as it relates to insurance, it says that a company that has operations that include towing and garage services, you've got to go out and have garage keepers liability insurance. You've got to have on-hook coverage, coverage for property stored there. And most importantly, and the only thing germane to this case, no less than $500,000 of truck auto liability insurance. That insurance, per the statute, says that it shall indemnify or insure the tow truck operator for bodily injury or damage to the property of others, bodily injury or damage to the property of others. The universal policy meets and exceeds the requirements of the towing statute in its totality. If this was a tow truck statute, as Universal would argue, I wouldn't be standing up here arguing. The statute is broader than just an application to tow trucks.
Is this a fairly standard statute across the country?
Yes. And the statutes in different states put different higher insurance burdens on companies that do dangerous things, towing companies, or situations where people use your vehicles but for betterment of the operation. New car dealerships, used car dealerships. If you go and drive a new car at a dealership, they're putting you in that car so that you'll buy it. And they have to have higher insurance than the statutory minimums for all these vehicles on their lot. So that if someone goes out and hurts somebody, as we see in some of the cases here, the dealership's liability insurance is primary, regardless of omnibus clause or otherwise. The key factual points in this case are these. When S&S uses Coca-Cola's vehicle to perform its operations, that vehicle becomes subject to the towing statute, and that vehicle becomes an owned auto of S&S per Universal's own policy language. The Universal policy says, when you use someone else's vehicle, we deem it yours for purposes of the policy and in compliance with the towing statute. In other words, when S&S uses another's vehicle to conduct its operations, that vehicle becomes S&S's responsibility under the towing statute, and the universal policy accepts that responsibility and provides coverage for it. Nonetheless,
why doesn't that just result in both of these policies being primary and therefore concurrent?
Good question. The cases that we've briefed indicate that when there's a higher limit of insurance, that policy goes first, regardless of the vehicle involved in the collision. So that if you've got a vehicle in use by a towing company, it's not the owners of the vehicle's insurance that's primary. It's that the towing company's insurance is primary by virtue of the statute. That's the Pekin case. If it's a car dealership, you take your car in for repairs, and a mechanic, in the course of the business of the dealership, takes it out for a test drive to make sure that the repairs were done properly.
Before you go on to that second part of the analysis, let's stop with the Pekin case. The circumstances of that case were very different. The towing company in that case was actually involved in a tow.
Agreed.
And that's not what we have here.
Pekin was actual towing. But the Pekin court indicated that a business whose main part of its business is the use of vehicles that it does not own has to be subject to the towing statute and has to go first, insurance-wise. It can't just be a tow truck pulling a vehicle behind for the towing statute to work. Anytime the towing and garage service is doing something with someone else's car, whether it's getting ready to hook it up on the side of the road, pushing it to get it out of the intersection, driving somewhere to pick a car up, taking a customer's car out to get a part, anytime that towing service is using someone else's vehicle in its operations, there's insurance through the towing statute for injuries and damage that are sustained by innocent members of the motoring public.
Well, what does garage keeper's liability insurance provide?
I think garage keeper's liability is a general liability type insurance that applies to garage operations.
It's not on-premises liability?
There's two different types. There's garage keepers for property, so that if a vehicle's being stored on the premises, there are certain coverages afforded to it while there's been a bailment created. But there's also issues where you get hurt on the premises of the shop, and that's what garage keeper's liability in general is.
So it sounds like it's all on-premises liability.
Yes, but then you've got the other insurance, which is the...
The truck liability insurance.
Yeah, the general truck auto liability insurance, which is whenever they're out on the roads conducting operations, the towing statute takes precedence.
With the truck, right?
With any vehicle that they're using in the course of their operations. Because the towing statute...
That's in the statute or that's in the policy?
The great question. Both. The towing statute says that a tow truck operator, not a tow truck owner, but a tow truck operator, and there's a distinction between owner's policies and operator's policies in the Illinois Vehicle Code. An owner is someone who has to designate certain vehicles that go under his or her insurance policy. An operator is someone that uses vehicles, his or not, in the course and scope of his or her business. So when you are told you have to have operator's insurance, it's broader than owner's insurance. It's not limited just to things that you own. It's things that in your operation you use.
So you're reading the statute to cover all the operations of a tow truck operator and not just on-premises operations and not just those that are conducted in a tow truck or with a tow truck.
Basically so. And not only does the statute promulgate that, but the universal insurance policy, which S&S went out and purchased to comply with the towing statute, provides those coverages.
The policy does, right.
The policy,
yeah. And that gets back to my question about both policies being primary and the statutory scheme not ousting one or the other, sort of canceling each other out. So what we have is a situation where two policies are primary and therefore concurrent, and this gets back to the second part of the analysis that I interrupted you. So maybe you want to move to that. What happens if that's the case? The omnibus statute and the tow truck statute basically operate to make both of these policies primary. We have concurrent policies. Who pays?
Great question.
I've got three great questions now. Well,
let me see if I can get through the first one so we can hit second and third. Universal is seeking to avoid its coverage obligations by saying that towing statute's inapplicable because it wasn't a tow truck, and by invoking the insurance follows the car rule, which is promulgated in general terms through the omnibus clause. Omnibus is a permissive user of your vehicle must also have your insurance for it. Omnibus is great because it provides certain statutory minimums on folks that have permission to use vehicles. However, while omnibus protects the general public from the operations of someone in a borrowed vehicle, there are more specific statutes like the towing statute and like the auto dealership statutes that require higher limits of insurance to provide greater protections to the public. And the courts that have construed these different arrangements say that where there's a specific higher limit statute that applies to a circumstance, public policy dictates that the higher limits of insurance through the specific statute, like the towing statute or like the automobile dealer statute, shall apply. State Farm versus Universal, which is the principal case relied upon by the district court in reaching its decision, notes that exact maxim. It says, in the absence of statutory language qualifying the omnibus mandate, omnibus requires primary coverage. But the towing statute is the statutory mandate that qualifies omnibus. Public policy has created different groups of insureds who must have more insurance, the towing companies and auto dealers that we've talked about. Seen in Pekin, in the circumstance there, we had a tow truck and a van that were hooked together and going down the road. The van disengaged and caused injury and damage to some innocent member of the motoring public. Looking at the different policies, each policy provided perhaps primary coverage, according to the Pekin Court, because each of the van and the towing company had permission to be using each other's vehicles. Mm-hmm. So Pekin says, okay, we're primary here. And generally, insurance on the vehicle causing the damage goes first, general rule. But the towing statute mandates the liability insurance for the towing statute, and therefore towing statute trumps omnibus. businesses based on the use of vehicles they don't own, the quote out of the Pekin case. In light of the policy of mandatory insurance for tow trucks and the fact that Brown's towing business was engaged in using business of towing automobiles and based on the use of vehicles it does not own, we find that Pekin is the primary insurer. Shelter General is the similar issue, but in the context of a car dealership. It's where a mechanic driving a vehicle owned by a customer hurt someone out on the road. That car had its own insurance, and it could have been primary. But what the courts found, this is Chief Judge Herndon in the Southern District of Illinois, he said, although insurance typically follows the car, in looking to Pekin for guidance, we find that the dealer's insurance can't deselect, it can't avoid its coverage obligations, and the dealership's insurance owes primary coverage.
Thank you, counsel.
Thank you.
Mr. McGovern?
May it please the court. My name is Brian McGovern. Again, I'm here appearing on behalf of the appellees. The specific issue in this case isn't going to be dealing with competing insurance policies. The specific issue before this court is going to be whether to determine the towing statute, in fact, creates an exception to the omnibus provisions. The omnibus provision is very specific. It is Illinois law and specifically states that a motor vehicle liability policy shall insure the person named therein and any other person using or responsible for the use of the vehicle with the express or implied permission of the insured. The Illinois Supreme Court held in State Farm Mutual Automobile Insurance Company versus Universal Underwriters that the omnibus clause causes the insurance following the vehicle to be primary. To that following the permissive driver, and this is the key language within that opinion, absent statutory language qualifying that mandate. So the key inquiry for this court is going to be whether, in fact, the towing statute or any other statute carves out an exception to the omnibus provisions. Since the ACE policy in this case did, in fact, provide omnibus coverage, the district court was absolutely correct in finding that primary coverage went with Coca-Cola. As the district court noted, this case specifically involved an accident involving a tow truck. The court further noted the question, and I thought an appropriate one. When the Coke employees are driving tractor trailers, are they deemed to be towing the trailer itself? The plaintiffs have argued, as counsel has now asserted, that the mere fact that S&S engaged in the towing business is sufficient to invoke the provisions of the towing statute. They've argued that the towing statute requires that towing and repair service business carry certain mandatory insurance for all of their operations, not just their towing operations. I would suggest upon review of the statute, you are not going to find that language. What the statute does tell you, and it points out those things that a tow truck operator must do, that a tow truck operator must include on its truck. It talks about the process and manner by which it's going to remediate traffic accidents. It doesn't contemplate that a towing service is going to have this type of coverage on all of its vehicles, whether it be delivery trucks, motorcycles, or any other vehicle that that business may own. Appellant's cite to Pekin, and I think Pekin is very instructive for this court. In Pekin, the court specifically talks about that this is liability insurance for tow trucks. And such insurance, the court goes on to say, is mandatory for tow trucks on public highways to protect the public from damages arising from the use of tow trucks. Again, the district court specifically noted, as this court has also noted, that the accident that occurred in the underlying case involved a tow truck towing a delivery van. Pekin can be distinguished on further grounds. First, in fact, Pekin actually involves a tow truck. In this case, there is no dispute as to the facts. The S&S driver simply went up to Coca-Cola, got into the tractor trailer, and was bringing it back. Another significant difference between Pekin. In Pekin, you have dueling omnibus provisions. As counsel has noted, there is an argument that, in fact, the omnibus primary coverage applied to the delivery van. There is certainly also the argument that it applied to the owner of the tow truck. In that instance, you have dueling omnibus provisions. We don't have that in this case. The distinctions, certainly one in which we do not have a tow truck. In this case, we only have one vehicle. Even if the tow truck statute was deemed to be implicated, keep in mind the position of the Illinois Supreme Court. There has to be statutory language qualifying the mandate as to the omnibus coverage. I would suggest when this court looks at the tow statute, you are not going to find any language that creates an exception to the omnibus provisions. In Zurich American Insurance Company versus Key Cartage, the court noted the omnibus requirement applies to the entire Illinois Vehicle Code unless the context clearly indicates another meaning. Again, upon review of the towing statute, you are not going to find another meaning. There has been some argument and discussion about the other insurance clause. Council hasn't addressed it at this point, but it is certainly briefed. And under Illinois law, the other insurance clause is not going to negate the provisions contained with the omnibus provisions. In State Farm Universal Underwriters Group, in that case, the court found that even if the other insurance clauses of the policies at issue were found to call for the omnibus clause coverage being secondary to the other insurance, the public policy of Illinois required that the omnibus coverage still be primary in the absence of any statutory language qualifying the omnibus mandate. Again, you find that same instruction from the court. There has to be the exception contained within the statute itself. The court has also asked, what if, in fact, we do deem these as concurrent policies? Well, again, I would suggest on the omnibus provision they are not. But if you found that, I would disagree with counsel. I think Illinois law is pretty clear that Illinois follows an exhaustion of horizontal coverage. The first thing that you would do is look to see who, in fact, is the primary coverage. The primary coverage, if it was found to be universal, has limits of $300,000. Ace Coca-Cola has $5 million. You would never get to the excess coverage. In Kojima Construction Services, the court held you must access the limits of all its concurrent primary policies before receiving coverage under its excess policy. Until the limits of primary insurance are exhausted, the secondary coverage does not provide any collectible insurance. Now, what that is basically standing for is the proposition that you are first going to exhaust that primary coverage. In this instance, it would be $300,000 on the universal policy. There is $5 million on ACE. The 1.6 remaining would still have to go to ACE.
But it is possible under Illinois insurance law for two policies to be primary.
Generally speaking, I think it could be. But in this context, I do not think it is because of the omnibus provisions.
No, I understand that argument, but let's say you lose on that and there are two primary policies. Then what do we do?
If you have two primary policies, then I think you do get to the level of looking at this from horizontal exhaustion. You would consider the one, certainly, of the universal policy, which has $300,000 at its primary limits. ACE has the $5 million. You would never get into the excess coverage, because I think Illinois is also very clear on the proposition that you don't get there.
So you'd exhaust the primary coverage of each of the primary policies before getting into
depending
the excess
on how
umbrella.
That, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Depending on how that coverage came out, there is an argument also to try to prorate policies. Again, I don't think that argument exists in this case. From the standpoint, again, of universal, the real question, I think, for this court is how do you get past the omnibus provision? Reliance on Pekin isn't going to provide the support that the appellants are looking for. Again, Pekin is distinguished, as this court has noted, because, one, it does not involve tow trucks, and, two, Pekin did, in fact, involve dueling omnibus provisions, which we do not have in this case. In this case, the omnibus rule is clear that the coverage is to go with the vehicle itself and to the permissive users of that vehicle. As counsel pointed out, there is no dispute. The S&S driver was a permissive user of that vehicle. There is no dispute. This is not a tow truck, and the district court specifically found that.
Well, why is the your opposing counsel's interpretation, ACE Insurance's interpretation of the tow truck statute incorrect based on this idea that it mandates coverage not just of tow trucks but of tow truck operations?
It doesn't say that. In fact, what the statute says in subsection D, every tow truck operator shall in addition, then it goes on to talk about the insurance obligations. That same statute, if you would look at sections B, 1, 2, 3, talks about every tow truck shall be equipped with one or more brooms and shovels, one or more trash cans of at least 5 gallons, In Section C, it talks further about those things the tow truck operator has to do relative to the remediation of a spill, hazardous waste, anything else that may occur. The Pekin Court itself, the very case that the appellant relies upon, speaks in terms of tow trucks. What it talks about and specifically says, the insurance is mandatory for tow trucks on public highways to protect the public from damages arising from the use of tow trucks. To think about this practically and think about the decision in Pekin, you can simply look at the fact that what happened in that case is that the tow truck hooks the van onto the back of the tow truck itself. While traveling down the highway, the van disengages for whatever reason, the accident results. It makes logical sense in that instance. That is, the owner of the vehicle, the tow truck, is going to be the one primarily responsible. In our case, again, we are not dealing with tow trucks. And in our case, I would suggest that the tow truck statute does not provide the exception that the appellants are trying to argue.
Right. What we're dealing with, though, is a tow truck operator's employee driving a client's vehicle to the location where the repairs are going to be performed. So he's clearly operating in the course of the business operations of the tow truck operator, right? And are you suggesting that there's just a gap in coverage? He's not covered under the garage policy. He's not covered under the tow truck policy.
Well, no, from the standpoint of Illinois law, it would be the responsibility of Coke, and it would be under the ACE policy because of the omnibus provisions. There's no question that what that individual was doing was picking up the tractor trailer, bringing it back to the shop for purposes of repair.
Right, and the policy language clearly covers this situation, your policy language.
But I think from the standpoint of Illinois law, to determine who is primary, the omnibus provisions tell us that you have to go to the owner of the vehicle unless you find specifically mandate that dictates otherwise, specific statutory mandate that dictates otherwise. And again, I would suggest upon review of the statute, it is not as near as broad as counsel suggests, and it is, in fact, directed to tow truck companies. I'm sorry, my time's concluded if I can finish. And I think Pekin also provides that same guidance.
Thank you, Mr. McGovern.
Thank you.
Thanks to both counsel. The case is taken under advisement. We move to the final.